Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Talked about the VFNKB love boxes.
Yes.
You know, that there's something so powerful when you want to find somebody that actually wants to be loved, who can receive love.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people that expect, you give them, you know, two and they expect three. You give them a pizza and they say, where's the anchovies?
Yeah. I didn't want one.
You know, you get them a present and they go, where's the other one?
Yeah.
You give them a ring, where's the upgrade? Yeah. You give them the car, where's the stereo? I mean, I was like, ah! You know, find somebody who wants to be loved and love them, because that's the God moment in your life when you can actually communicate the love of God to someone else. And Jesus said this. He said, listen, you know, whoever's poor, whoever's thirsty, whoever's hungry, whoever's without clothing or shelter, he said, whatever you do to them, if you love on them, you're loving on Jesus.
Hey.
If you're feeding them, you're feeding Jesus. If you're just being kind to them, you're being kind to Jesus. But if you don't do anything to them, if you don't feed them, if you don't give them something to drink, you're not giving Jesus any love.
Yeah.
And so the way to love God, if you want to love God, start treating those folks around you better, right? Hey. And just find somebody, just love a person in the name of God. And we can do that, of course, with the VFNKB love boxes. As a matter of fact, we have a story right here,
yes,
right now. Share the story with us, John.
Well, this is all the way from Oriental Mindura. In the Philippines. And this has to do with Charlie Nazaro.
We delivered a VFNKB love box.
Yes, we delivered a VFNKB love box. In fact, we've delivered many of these boxes to the Philippines.
Yeah.
And this is a new area that we're sending them to. But you're looking at some of the young boys and children that have been beneficiaries of all these wonderful just
items. They're
holding
some of the things that they
will
send.
You got shoes, you got backpacks, you got all kinds of stuff there. And these are things that are not readily available. In fact, you're looking at they live as squatters in this community, and they don't have the resources to fix up their home. So they kind of make do with what they have.
When you think about this, so many right now are going like, oh, I have the old iPhone.
Yeah.
I have the old Android phone.
Yeah.
And if they would just take the money that they're going to do for the upgrade of the phone, look at that kind of impact you can have
huge
on someone's
impact.
Life.
Not only huge impact, but someone that's actually grateful.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that much gratitude in a long, long time. And it makes you feel so good about giving. I was surprised when we first started sending all these wonderful boxes with items, when we started receiving pictures with people smiling with a bar of soap.
Yeah.
Bar of soap.
Yeah.
And I go, what?
Hygiene items.
Yeah, hygiene and toothpaste and toothbrushes. And
tell us what happened.
Well, these folks, these guys here, they live in Oriental Mindura. Their father, from time to time, works as a laborer in the rice fields, but he works not on a regular basis, kind of part-time when he was able to work.
Right.
They have a stay-at-home mom, and she's basically at home, you know, helping to keep
family.
Yeah, there's a lot when you're doing everything.
Water has to scratch.
Create fire for food.
Yeah,
you know, not turn on the oven. All those different type of things.
Right.
During the planting season, though, you can find Charlie in the rice fields on Saturday. I believe that's the taller boy there.
Yeah.
And when there's no school, and I believe on Sundays as well. Sometimes, many times, the family has nothing to eat, no clothes to wear, because of their economic situation. So.
Right.
I believe there's a third of the world that goes to bed hungry, and they would probably fit within that third.
I know this is probably out of place, but we got to replace that Cavaliers shirt with a Golden State. With a Golden State, we got to just.
I don't know. He's happy to have it. I can tell you that.
Listen, you know,
send them another one.
If you have a Golden State jersey, send it to us so we can send it to the VFNKB love boxes to the Philippines. We got to replace that shirt.
Yeah.
No.
And what's so great about sending these boxes, particularly to this community that we're sending them to, is that they love their community. So when they receive something for themselves, they're looking to how to bless somebody else. In fact, the very first box we sent there, they didn't take anything for themselves. They blessed the entire community with those contents. And so we want to encourage you. Listen, you want to love somebody.
Yeah.
You want to do something great. People are always looking for the opportunity to give, but they feel that so many people in the States, for instance, are so blessed, right?
Right.
Well, these folks need it, and they're going to be appreciative of it. You can go to our website, vfnkb.com/lovebox.
Or just go to VFNKB.
VFNKB. And you can either donate resources to get a box there, or you can find out how you can send a box yourself. But this is taking care of Jesus. This is a beautiful thing.
There's three ways. You know, one way is to be able to help ship a box.
Yeah.
And you say, I want to give towards shipping a box. Another way is you can give financially towards filling a box, because we have shoppers who will shop and get the best buy for those boxes. We have people working with us with hygiene and all that. Or you could actually, if you're in the Gulf Coast region or whatever, you can send items that go in a box. And so there's all kinds of ways to participate. But just think about it. You actually get to touch firsthand that young man, that young girl, and what you touch. And you say you pick up those pair of shorts or shoes, and you get it to us, we get it in that box, and they take it out of that box, and they touch the thing that you touch. That's just a powerful thing, because so much distance between, you know, giving today and then actually seeing the manifestation of that gift.
Right, you don't see the full circle return. And a lot of times we have it well documented, so you can see that item in that person in the Philippines. And even if you're not able to go purchase something, many of us have so many things around our house, something you're not using, go ahead and give it away.
Yeah, so we're not going to be able to cover the prayer for Pensacola. We will in our next program. Make sure you catch us on the next program. We're going to be able to pray for you right now. I just want to bless you right now. Maybe you're suffering from a lot of anxiety during this season. This is far be it a season to have anxiety. Mm. You know, just be peaceful. And maybe you're thinking about a loved one you no longer have with you, and you feel like you're alone. Let me tell you, you're not alone. We're with you. We're talking with you every day. So Mario, give a shout out to Pat. I know that she's been with us for quite some time and all around the world. And we're together. We're in this whole thing together. I want to pray for you before we go. Father God, I just pray peace over our audience, healing for those who need healing. Father God, I pray even right now for those who need encouragement, God, that you would embrace them by your presence, God. We just pray a blessing, Lord, over our president, and thank you for what he's doing and acknowledging you this Christmas, God. And we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.